أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. سماعون للكذب أكالون للسحت. We are still reading these ayat in which the capital crimes are mentioned, like committing adultery, etc., what its punishment is. And also, Allah Ta'ala is explaining how the Yahud, the Jews, changed their kitab also, the Torah. And all this is mentioned in the Quran Sharif, so we take a lesson and we don't make the same mistakes as they had made. A person is very fortunate when he is reminded of how to live, etc., and then he acts according to that. Hazrat Maulana Idris Khandelwi Rahmatullah Alayhi writes that in Tafsir-e-Kabir of Imam Fakhruddin Razi Rahmatullah Alayhi, that Nabi Alayhi Salatu Wasalam is mentioned commonly in the Quran Sharif as Ya Ayyuhan Nabi, and Ya Ayyuhar Rusul, that has come, Ya Ayyuhar Rasul. This has come only in two places, while both of them are in these ayat. And with, so this shows the great importance of these ahkamat. The difference between a rasul and a nabi is that every rasul is a nabi also, but every nabi is not a rasul. So a rasul's position is more higher. And yet that Allah addressed Ya Ayyuhar Rasul, Allah Ta'ala addresses Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam with that term to show how serious these crimes are, and the punishments are the ideal punishments, which unfortunately mankind has changed, and unfortunately even in the Muslim world nowhere are these commandments of cutting hands, of stoning to death, etc. Whereas these are the things to stabilize a society. When these commands are there, just the fact that this law applies here, it is a very great deterrent, and a person will not commit those sins. But now it's been mellowed down. And here we are reading where the Jews of Khaybar sent a delegation to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam when two prominent people had committed adultery. And in the Torah also, the command was to stone to death. So they were expecting a more lenient punishment, which they had changed and made different from stoning to death. So Allah Ta'ala, to show the importance of this, Allah Ta'ala addresses Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam as Ya Ayyuhar Rasul. And the other point that comes in this ayah that we have read today, that these people, they are such, سَمَّعُونَ لِلْكَذِبِ يَأَكَّالُونَ لِلْسُحْتِ, جاسوسی کرنے والی جھوٹ بولنے کے لئے. And they spy in order to lie. And this speaking a lie is also totally haram. And that is by the mouth a person speaks a lie or some other indication. And to listen to lying is also equally haram. That ears, they must be also used fully in the commandments of Allah Ta'ala and not in the disobedience of Allah Ta'ala. Many times a person, we hear all these lies, and so to listen to them. In fact, a person should stop a person immediately when he is lying. If not, a person should get up from that gathering and go away. But to listen to lying is an equal sin as lying itself, speaking a lie itself. So Allah Ta'ala will give us the tawfiq to understand these very important points, very basic and fundamental points, and to at least cherish them. If unfortunately they are not being practiced upon, but at least to cherish these points. Just like the sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is so important, and it is absolutely essential that we practice on the sunnah. Those that we cannot manage, we make tawbah and istighfar from. We don't justify ourselves that now it's a modern age, etc., or the age of technology, etc. No, we accept the original of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and we try our best to practice that, and where we falter, There we ask Allah Ta'ala to forgive us. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshaAllah.